Mr. Chair, UNDP is honored to contribute to this general debate, and at the outset, allow me to also extend a warm welcome to Commissioner Grandi on behalf of our organization. As stated by the United Nations Secretary General and High Commissioner Grandi himself, these are times of historic dimensions. Cumulative protracted displacement situations with simultaneous diminishing prospects for durable solutions challenge the resolve of the international community under the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development to leave no one behind and are eroding hardly won development gains. For UNDP, the adoption of the New York Declaration for Refugees and Migrants was the missing link to the Agenda 2030 and the World Humanitarian Summit outcomes, outlining actions whose implementation is key for effectively addressing the unprecedented levels of displacement and migration we are seeing around the world. Its implementation will require strong and broad partnerships encompassing national and local governments, civil society, and the private sector, as well as the UN system and international financial institutions. It will also require predictable resources. We look forward to constructively contribute to the High Commissioner-led comprehensive refugee response framework. UNDP has heard with great interest and welcomes the strategic directions outlined by High Commissioner Grandi. Its commitment to seek and leverage solutions, secure engagement of development actors, or more systematically address the plight of all forcibly displaced, resonates with UNDP's corporate priority to do its part by supporting national governments in solving displacement and better managing the reality of migration. And to do so in very close cooperation with the Office of the High Commissioner for Refugees and with other relevant partners in a coherent and complementary manner, as we are doing under the Joint Syria Crisis Response Regional Refugee and Resilience Plan, or the Solutions Alliance Initiative. More concretely, UNDP commits to the following practical actions on the way forward. Firstly, to work closely with member states and sister agencies in ensuring that migration and displacement issues are clearly included in the localization of sustainable development goals in countries where UNDP is supporting Agenda 2030 for sustainable development. Secondly, to strengthen support to governments and United Nations country teams on the integrations of migrants, internally displaced populations, refugees, and the needs of host communities into national development plans, strategies, and United Nations development assistance frameworks. Thirdly, to support at least 30 countries in effectively analyzing and addressing the drivers and the root causes of migration and forced displacement, including violent conflicts, climate change and environmental degradation, poverty, and weak governance. Fourthly, to build capacity of the UN system to increase the number and strengthen the skills base of experts on conflict prevention and resolution, to better support national or local administrations to analyze and address root causes of displacement and drivers of forced migration. Fifthly, to advocate with partners for shifts needed and to facilitate the necessary interagency coordination so as to transcend the humanitarian development divide in addressing protracted displacement. And sixthly, to double UNDP's investment in strengthening national or local systems and capacities for undertaking resilient recovery as our part in addressing large movements of refugees and migration. Mr. Chair, we are in the process of setting up internal mechanisms to ensure effective implementation, close monitoring, and reporting on the above commitments, which we look forward to implement in very close cooperation with the Office of the High Commissioner for Refugees and relevant United Nations agencies and partners. I thank you, Mr. Chair.